I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you could join us here on Thursday. More than 4 years after he urged action on the issue, Governor Rick Snyder is finally preparing to sign a $1.2 billion road funding measure for Michigan. The bill that passed both the House and the Senate will raise half the money from existing general fund revenue and the other half from hikes in vehicle registration fees and in the state gas tax. The measures were approved by razor-thin margins in both chambers. Opposition from Democrats was nearly unanimous. Less than an hour ago, I spoke with a key figure in the process, Republican House Speaker Kevin Cotter. I first asked Representative Cotter what features of the measure he most likes and which he most dislikes.
Well, you know, I think it's a great plan. You know, this is something that has been many years in the making, trying to address the issue of road funding, and I couldn't be happier about the fact that we've done that. I'm proud of this plan, and I'm proud of the fact that it is a full plan. You know, we've been hearing for so long that, you know, $1.2 billion per year is considered a full plan, and so for me, I'm very happy that we did that. I think we did it in a very thoughtful way. Another part about the plan that I am very happy about, and really I think it was so key, was the fact that we not only passed the plan, but that we protected the plan going forward against inflation. And that was the biggest, you know, I would call that the fatal flaw of the 1997 plan. You know, we've been under that 97 plan for now about 18 years, and the hole was just getting deeper because of that failure to index it for inflation.
There must be something about this that you would change. What would you change if you could change one thing?
Well, you know, I mean, honestly, it's hard for me to say. I think we got it right here. You know, I mean, I think any member could probably point to some little detail and say, you know, I don't like the way that piece of it was. And it was clear that, you know, we had to all work outside of our comfort zones to some degree. But, you know, Mark, I really struggled to look at a part of it I don't like because I would point to the fact that this was the grand compromise between those that said do it all from new taxes and fees versus the other camp that was do it all with existing money. And we split it down the middle. And I think the legislative process worked very well to that end. A lot of thought went into making sure that, you know, we did this in the least painful way possible, and I really think we accomplished that.
All along, critics, mainly Democrats, complained about two features of the plan in particular, though. Let me ask you about those, because they're both still a part of the plan. One is that it doesn't identify where the general fund money will be coming from. Why isn't that possible? Why wasn't that possible?
You know, it wasn't done because it wasn't necessary, and what I mean by that was, again, going back to my point about doing this in a very thoughtful way and not doing it in a way that's going to bring about cuts, is the fact that we did it over a five-year phase-in period. And so doing that allowed, we have projections as to the general fund growth, and doing that does not cause a shortfall in the general fund. And so, you know, that will bring about a situation where we don't have to make cuts in the fund. And so I think that, you know, that was key. But another important reason why we went with that a little bit longer phase-in period was, as I've been saying all along, I think it would be a mistake to simply, at the flip of a switch, put $1.2 billion into the current road building system, because it's going to naturally drive inefficiencies because of simple supply and demand. So here there's going to be some time for both the public sector and the private sector to respond, to be able to acquire equipment, to train employees, and make sure that we're not just increasing the cost of individual projects.
But haven't you saddled a future legislature with some really difficult decisions?
No, we haven't. If you look at the numbers in the budget, we haven't done that at all. Certainly, there could be a downturn, and we can never predict when the next downturn is coming. We have some great growth right now. That certainly could, and I acknowledge that. There could be a change, and if there is, there will have to be some prioritization. But I think that, you know, that's an important part of this plan, is the fact that we've gotten our priorities straight and said, if there is a downturn, roads have to be invested in, just like education has to be invested in, just like public safety. But it's a matter of getting our priorities straight.
We're talking with Speaker of the House of Michigan, Kevin Cotter, about the recently passed road bill that Governor road funding bill that Governor Snyder is expected to sign. I mean, if the bill included nothing but existing revenue, existing general fund revenue, where would you take it from?
Well, it would be painful. You know, if you look to cut, the general fund is about $10 billion. And so much of that money goes to, health care assistance programs, corrections, and other areas. So it would have been very, very difficult, and I acknowledge that. And so that's why we did not go that route. But there were interest, in making cuts in particular areas of the budget. But at the end of the day, those interests couldn't package together the votes that were needed for passage. And I've been saying all along that there is a serious cost to inaction. And we have not acted on this now for a period of years. And as a result, the cost of repair has only gone up. And so that's why I think it was so critical that we finally acted and put forward a solution that's going to preserve the investment and improve the investment that we have on the ground.
You're touting the advantages here of a gradual phase-in, but I'm sure you're aware the second complaint is that it won't be phased in for another 6 years. Why wasn't it possible to pass something that would have taken effect sooner?
Well, with this plan, so there is not going to be a delay in getting additional money to the ground. What I mean by that is this is going to pair up very nicely with the budget that we passed in June. So the state's fiscal year started October 1, just a month ago, and in the current year budget, we put in an additional $400 million of general fund. So that right there shows you that we can prioritize the general fund while still making the largest investment we've ever made in public education, because we did that in this budget. So $400 million is in the current year budget, and then this plan only grows from there. So over the period of the years that follow, it'll ramp up to 1.2. And again, I think that's a responsible way to do it. But when you see, the next construction season coming next spring, that is going to be the greatest amount of money that we've ever spent on roads.
Did you ever seriously doubt that it was possible to find $600 million in existing general fund dollars?
I did not. And actually, some of the plans that we were looking at in the House earlier on in the process would have gone even deeper into the general fund. But ultimately, this is where we landed, and I think this is a good place to be.
Your fellow Quadrant member, Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff, claims the measure will help the economy. Do you agree?
I do. And I think from multiple aspects. One, there's obviously going to be a lot of additional road work taking place. That's going to bring about jobs. That's going to bring about money moving in the state economy. But it's also, I think, going to have a very positive impact on the economy, because as you look at all the things that have happened in Michigan over these last 5 years and the turnaround that has come about, I think the single largest missing piece of that is roads. As we're looking to try to get businesses to grow in Michigan and trying to get other businesses to consider Michigan as a place to lay down a foundation, it's kind of hard to make that sell when our roads are in the condition that they are. So I think having roads in at least a reasonable condition, that's really a key part of the overall system, and it's really a prerequisite to economic development.
The Detroit Free Press reported that Senator Meekoff also said there could be some follow-up bills to improve the plan. Is your caucus tempted to fine-tune what was passed the other day with more legislation?
There's an interest, and I think what that would be is not anything that would change, per se, what we just passed. Certainly not touching the funding or anything of that nature. But I think that, looking at this through the lens of continuous improvement, I think we can always be mindful of ways to improve the system. So I think there would probably be an interest in looking at, can we do things better? Can we be more efficient? Can we stretch these dollars further? Can we have greater oversight? Things of that nature. So I expect that that's what we'll see. I think that that's where members are at right now. But I'm not hearing any interest in changing, per se, what we've done, but maybe only improving it.
I'm trying to understand here how attitudes have evolved or changed toward road funding here. And my question for you is, how many representatives voted to approve this measure that probably would have voted no a year ago?
That's a good question, and I can't give you a precise number. I simply don't know the answer to that, but there certainly are some. And I think that what has brought that about is it's just a realization of what's occurring. I mean, clearly the problem isn't going away, and I think we have all seen over time that it's getting worse. We have the worst roads that I remember in my lifetime, and maybe in a time period much longer than that. But I think it's just that. It's a realization that there are no easy answers. It's a realization that inaction is going to only make the problem worse. So I think there has been a bit of an evolution there. And, I'm spending time right now and going not only to my district but to others and going to be explaining the details of this plan and explaining to people why I think we really did this in the best manner possible.
This long debate proves it can be hell coming up with this much money, more than $1 billion, even if it is for something as important as roads and bridges. Any thoughts on how we prevent falling behind like this in the future?
Well, I think a key part of this plan, and to the earlier question when you were asking about particular parts of the plan that I really liked, was the fact that we included that inflationary protection. So once this plan is fully phased in, the gasoline tax will be indexed to inflation. That doesn't increase revenue per se as far as the purchasing power of those dollars, but rather is a goal to protect the funding formula against future inflation. And so, you know, the 97 formula worked now for about, well, it didn't work, but it's been in place for 18 years. But, you know, we're not going to repeat that mistake again. And, you know, I think there will be a time in the future, maybe it's a decade, maybe it's a couple decades down the road, where we may need to look at making some tweaks to this plan simply to adjust to changes in technology. And where I'm going there is looking at what I expect is going to be an increased use of vehicles that don't run on gasoline or diesel fuel, you know, looking at plug-ins and hybrids and other things. And so those are changes that, you know, you can't legislate the perfect plan for 50 years because technology changes, but I think we've done the best job here that we could. The plan also included in that vein, some changes for plug-ins and hybrids to have a little bit of an increased bump on their registration fee, because if you take a true plug-in, you know, they're not buying that gasoline at the pump and so not paying that portion of the use of the road. And so this was done in a manner to not penalize by any means, not to be punitive, but rather from an equality standpoint in saying that as user of the roads, we should all be paying our fair share.
You're just the kind of guy who would know when the governor is going to sign it. Have you heard when and where he will sign it?
You know, I haven't heard the exact details yet, but on the late evening hours after we passed this plan, Tuesday night, it was about 11 p.m., we held a joint press conference, myself, the governor, lieutenant governor, and Senate Majority Leader, and he was asked that very question. And he very appropriately noted, we've obviously got to do our due diligence and look over the bills as far as to make sure that everything is correct. But as far as the details of the bills, the governor stated that he's ready to sign them tonight, and he held up a pen. So I think we've had a pretty clear signal from the governor that he intends to sign this package. And I would expect we'll see that happening fairly soon. I know this has been a priority for the governor, and it's one that we're excited to get across the line.
Michigan House Speaker Kevin Cotter is our guest here on WKAR's Current State. It must seem like you've got a lot more time on your hands now these days, or at least it would seem that way to me. Are you going to be able to focus a lot more time on you must have more time in looking ahead to focus on other issues.
You know, it only seems as though there would be now this void
exactly.
My calendar, but I can tell you that void is already filled. I'm going to continue working. My caucus members and colleagues are going to continue working just as hard as we have been, because there are other issues. I think road funding, while we can work on many issues at any given time, when you have a large issue like road funding and all the attention is on it, that really, you know, it detracts from other major issues, and it kind of acts as a dam, and these other major issues pile up behind it. And, you know, there are others that are right behind it that are going to fill that void very quickly. Right now, our Energy Committee is reviewing some changes to energy policy in this state. That's a big one. That's a big one that we need to get done, so that'll help fill that void. There are other issues out there, such as, the situation with Detroit Public Schools.
Yeah.
So I certainly won't have any free time. It'll just be focused on the next big issue.
Kevin Cotter is the Republican Speaker of the Michigan House. We've been talking about Michigan's new road funding measure. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Mark. I enjoyed it.